Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to you, all over the world, who are coming to us via the Blog Talk. Amen. Africa, Asia, India, Russia, England, France, all over the world. I can't name all the countries, but I just want you to know that we appreciate you, to approach you as a lamb coming to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm just so humbled every time I get a chance to get up and give God praise and glory and asking God to just receive our praise. And it's just a privilege, just a privilege, just a privilege. God bless you. I got interrupted by the 3, 2, 1. Let me see where I was. God bless all of you. Just let me just begin in another spot here and just tell you that look out the window again this morning here and begin to praise the Lord. Amen. See all the lights everywhere. Thank God. Every time I look out the window, I just think about God because He is the light of the world. And looked down and saw the carpet the other day and I said, there you are, God, because you're the very fiber of my being. You're just so great. It's a wonder. And that's why the old folks used to say, He's working a wonder in my soul. Amen. We look around and see all the wonderment of God. It's a wonderful day to be alive and here with my mother again. Why would you just be at the hospital every morning? Well, some of you wish you really had your mother back. Amen. I'm not going to be at the funeral crying. I'm going to be at the funeral rejoicing. Telling God, thank you, because I'm doing all I can while she's alive. Amen. And she is encouraged this morning. I'm learning about people who are 95 and people who are 97, all around that age. I'm learning about them, you know. They have the closeness with God. I think they have a closeness with God that you can't describe. And God told me to tell my mother that she can live as long as she wants to live. I told her. But then I have begun to see what the enemy does. The enemy is a strategist. Yeah. I said he's a strategist. He knows the prophecy is true. And he knows that they can live as long as they want to live. Mother Johnson can, because I prophesied it from the Holy Ghost, from the Lord. But then he'll try to strategize and get her not to want to live. And what does he do? Well, you know, he'll make them feel as though they are a nuisance or a lot of trouble or something. And, you know, if they can't take care of themselves, then he'll try to strategize and say, Bimma, you know you... You need to be able to walk to the bathroom. You ain't got no life. He'll talk those kind of things. You have to watch the enemy, how he strategizes on you. Then he'll use the closest one around you to start talking negatives around you and to try to discourage you all the time, try to push you down all the time. Don't want make you think they don't want to listen to you and everything else. He'll work those strategy things on you and tell you, you know, if you can't bathe yourself, you don't have no life. You might as well check out. See, you have to watch the enemy. He's a strategist. He, even in your ministry, he'll try to strategize on you, make you speak things against yourself. That's why David said, I'm going to encourage myself. I'm not waiting until people around me tell me that I can make it. I'm going to tell myself I can make it. Well, he had the key. The key is that you speak things as though they are, you know, things that be not as though they are. You got to speak them on your own life. Sometimes, and I've discovered this, don't mean not trying to put myself up or nothing, but I've discovered this, and that is sometimes people around you, you can't find anybody around you who is on the faith level that you are. And consequently, you got to encourage yourself, because a lot of people think you're crazy with the way you be talking, because you're speaking in the spirit realm all the time. You're not speaking in natural. And people cannot understand you if they're not in that spirit realm. They really can't. So you have to encourage yourself. You know you ain't crazy. But first time I started thanking God 1,000 times, the enemy said, "You're a foolish man. You're a foolish man up here on the plane with a handkerchief over your mouth talking about thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Stop it." Well, you got to understand the reason why the enemy said it is because he doesn't have anybody trying to thank him like that. And he's a jealous fiend of God. So I had to encourage myself. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It has to be God telling me this, not the enemy. Thank you, thank you. Not realizing that God was setting me up for to help change the world. Didn't even think I could. But God was setting me up to help change the world. You get the world saying thank you, thank you, thank you, instead of lying all the time. It'll change them. You get the world saying thank you, thank you, thank you, instead of thinking about how they can rob that store all the time. It'll change the world. Get the world saying thank you, thank you, thank you, rather than thinking about how they can rape that man or rape that woman. It'll change the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Instead of thinking about how they can go into church and stick the church up. Listen, thank you, thank you, thank you will change the world. But see, I didn't know that at the time, so the enemy was trying to strategize on my mind to get me to stop it. But I refused to. See, and now all over the world, people are starting to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't know it until the Lord began to speak to my heart and said, "This, I'm calling you to what the Lord gave me, a new awakening." And then he gave me, look it up, 1740 is that Great Awakening religious movement. But now it's the new awakening, and it's waking up people all over the world. You've been asking him all the time, but you can thank your way to a miracle. We're going to do it in just a moment here. I love you, and I'm glad to say all that, but maybe that's the message for this morning. God bless all of you, and let's go to God in prayer, and then after at the close of the prayer, I'm challenging all of you to, if you have a vocal cord and you woke up and realized that you're alive, well, I wish you could see it. I'm looking in the spirit realm right now. So many, I'm hearing people screaming, hollering, "She's gone! She's gone!" I hear it all over the world. I hear things like that, crying, "She's gone." And you woke up. My God, I wish you could see it. You would be so, so grateful. Uh-huh. Your daughter, your son, didn't have to scream this morning. Your niece, your nephew didn't get the word that you were gone. And you got a voice to open up and say thank you. My God. If you could hear these screams, oh, it is heartbreaking, so heart-wrenching. Families, I'm seeing them. Oh, my God, so heart-wrenching. They're screaming. My God. And here you are, able to say thank you. Heavenly Father, man, I just brag on you. Nobody like you. Nobody in this whole world like you. You're the one who woke us up this morning, started us on our way, put our feet down, and were able to move our feet, reached our hands out and saw our fingers moving, blinked our eyes and we could see. When there have been people who got up and blinked their eyes and started screaming, "I cannot see, I cannot see." And here we are able to see, able to have food on our table, clothing on our back, when there are people all around the world who are cold and hungry and don't have sufficient clothing. My God. People who woke up who were not able to have an indoor toilet, indoor bathroom, running water. Here we are. Bless, 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 bless. God, we have to take time to realize that you've been mighty good. And yet those who don't have running water, you're still good, because you bring water to them or lead them to water. You're just so multitudinous. Great, 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 great. And God, may I just brag on you a little bit more. You are so magnificent, so glorious, so honorific. You're so meritorious. Every time I look around, I'm trying to praise you and thank you for what you've done. Thank you for lifting every heavy burden and for lightening every heavy load. Thank you. You've been such a, I can't even describe you in words. But I don't want to be like the children of Israel. You bless them so much, and then they get out there, and as soon as you turn your back, they are cursing you to your face. They are committing spiritual adultery and worshiping another god. Well, actually worshiping an idol god, because as far as I'm concerned, there ain't no other god except you. And we just want to tell you, you are our hero, and you are our mentor, and everything else. We appreciate you. I'm asking you to do a few things this morning before we thank you. And that is, we're asking you to keep your hand hovered over these people. I'm asking you to somehow protect and to help in the name of Jesus. And to bless in the name of Jesus everywhere, all over the world. Look on Mother Johnson here in the hospital and heal her body, I pray. And then, Lord, make people cognizant of others and let them be compassionate rather than being so selfish, so, so selfish. My God, God, help them, help them, help them in Jesus' name. And then we pray that you give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us for all sins of omission and commission, and help us to forgive others who trespass against us. We give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you the praise. Remember Mother Johnson's grandson. We prayed so for him. Help him. I'm asking you to remember Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson and bless her. And all of our personnel on the prayer line, every person. Thank you again and again for what you've done and what you are going to do. And thank you, Lord, for every person who has gotten up to give you praise, every follower, every leader. Bless, 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 bless. God, let the people receive this. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And let's go into praising him this morning. Speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord, to you. Good morning. I know you're in the room. Good morning to you.
Morning,
and everyone.
Morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes. Good morning. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. You got a voice? Lift your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glory, glory, glory. We love you. Oh,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you,
God.
Thank you,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're so
wonderful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
We love you, Lord. We
thank
you.
Thank you, God.
We glory to you. We praise your holy name.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, here we are, able to praise. Able to praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. God bless all of you on the prayer line. God bless you. Praise the Lord for you. We're moving to another area of praise. Amen. Thank you. I want to thank you for joining us on the First Fruits. And I want to get a station identification this morning. Ambassador Hagen, please give that to us. And thank you so much for station identification. God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning. We do send out honor and shouts and blessings to our Chief International Ambassador, to his lovely wife, his first lady of this line, Ambassador Lady Betty. We thank God, amen, hallelujah. We send blessings out to Mother to the Nations, Mother Adley Johnson, who's Mother to the Nations and Ambassador in her own right. We give God the praise for what he's doing and how he is bringing her forward. And we thank God for the miracles. Thank God, amen, hallelujah, for all of the ambassadors, our brand new ambassadors, all of the ambassadors-elect, to all of the bishops, to all of the other broadcasters, to our entire family who's listening from all around the world, as well as all of the leaders that are on board. May God ever bless you. And this is Ambassador Hagen, and we're broadcasting here live in the studio, talkradio.npa.com, and we are excited about what the Lord is doing. We can be reached by calling into the live studio. That's 347-934-0207. 347-934-0207. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest and most influential radio, talk radio in the world. And I'm telling you, we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? We're being heard even as we speak in countries such as Argentina, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Costa Rica, Czechoslovakia, Finland, France, Italy, Spain, Germany, my Lord, Kenya, Africa, you name it, the Netherlands, Nigeria, Pakistan, Malaysia, Virgin Isles, Jerusalem, the United Kingdom, the United States, Vietnam, Japan, you name it, and the list goes on and on. And we give God the glory and the praise for what he's doing. Yes, yes. And we thank God for our Chief International Ambassador who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless you. Continue to do what you do. We appreciate you, sir. Back to you.
And we want to appreciate you, Ambassador Hagen. Oh, my God, the Lord has used you to be a great blessing to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise line and our blog line. God bless you. We appreciate it. Tell Bishop we appreciate him allowing you to be a blessing to this ministry here when we know that you all have been with the church there in Hagen, Georgia. I always kind of make fun, but it's a blessing. Oh, I mean, because here we have Bishop James C. Hagen and Ambassador Bishop James C. Hagen and Ambassador Julie Hagen, and they're from Hagen, Georgia. And that says a lot about them. Amen. All right. Thank God for all of you. Yeah. Let's see. All of you will put the phone on mute. Let's start it. Let's start it. There you go. God bless you. And then I want to ask all of you, it seems to me that it would dawn on you that you have an alarm set. For every time, every morning. Darling, come on. You need to, when you come on this line, it should dawn on you. Cut your alarm off. I was talking to somebody the other day, and the enemy seemed to be using them to frustrate people. Don't let the enemy use you to frustrate folk. You know that you have this alarm on, please cut it off now. Don't let it come on this morning again and again. Oh, my God. The first time it happened, you should have known to stop that, because it's not the Lord, it's the devil using you to frustrate God's people. Don't let him do that. Amen. God bless you. I want to ask Ambassador Pfeiffer or any of our ambassadors, if you will, take it now and get our praise reports. I want to get about 7, maybe 8 praise reports.
God,
all right?
Bless.
Go ahead.
Amen. I do hear you. God bless you, and thank you so much, Chief Ambassador. God bless you and your family, and Ambassador Betty Johnson, amen. We appreciate you. We thank God for you, and we just keep you lifted in prayer. Even throughout the day, I find myself praying for you, looking at your picture sometimes when I'm online and just saying a word of prayer. So God bless you. So God bless Mother Johnson. I don't know if she's on this morning and wanted to.
Yes, she is. She is. All right, let's see if we can get her.
Amen. Praise God. We thank
Hello.
God bless you, young lady.
This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. And I say good morning to each of you. I'm feeling much better today than I did on yesterday. And if you keep learning your prayers, I tell you, I believe you're going to bring you all the way through. God is in the blessing business, and he hears prayer, answer prayers. I thank God I feel better today, much better than I did on yesterday. My strength is growing, and I praise God for that. I'll be going home, I'm sure, in about 2 days, a day or two. Maybe today and tomorrow, maybe tomorrow. I don't know which one, but the Lord is getting me ready for that. And I thank God for it. So just keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you. And Mother Johnson, as First Fruit Prayer Line family, we want to know, is there anything that you need us to take care of for you?
Anything that you need them to take care of for you.
Anything. All right, sweetie. God bless you all.
Anything you need.
Well, what is now, as far as now, no. Well, I don't know what I'm going to need to get home.
If you think of something that you need, you let First Fruit know.
God bless you. I'll do that.
All right. You don't have to. You'll keep a secret between us. Amen. God bless you. God, for hearing
yeah.
you.
It's so nice. Sister May, just glad to hear your voice.
Thank you. All right, back to you.
God bless you and thank you. We thank God for Mother Johnson. Praise God.
Amen.
She said, I haven't heard a pity party yet from her. I haven't heard one time her say anything about I'm not good, I'm feeling bad. Every day, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day, she come on encouraging us, hallelujah. And sometimes we don't even want to come on and give God a praise. And she's lifting you up, lifting me up, and we don't want to praise God. Oh, my goodness. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You better think about your good days. They outweigh your bad days.
All right.
God, you better think about some of your complaining. Hallelujah. When she's weak, she say, I'm strong. Glory, glory, glory. When she's in a rough spot, she say, it's already smooth. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a blessing. Just to hear. Hallelujah. Her voice on the phone is still strong, not giving any kind of pity or any kind of credit to the enemy. Praise
all
God.
Right.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
You want to shout already. Bless his holy name. Well, I think anyone else have a praise report, because if I get started, you might not get it in. So God bless you. You have a praise report. Let's hear your praise report now. Who's the next one?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank God I can see the daylight coming through the window.
All right.
Hi, everybody, this morning. Great. Is everybody fine?
Everybody's fine.
Let me hear you say yes.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Another day's journey.
Yeah.
All right. That's the way to do it, Mother Johnson. You know how. You've caught on. You've caught the baton. And we thank God for you. Amen. Your praise, the praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Lord has helped us as well. And we thank God. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else has a praise report?
God bless you. This morning, Dr. Pfeiffer, this is Mother Wilson.
Bless you.
I have a praise report this morning that God is so good. I thank God for the whole prayer line. Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson just inspires me when I hear her saying something. You know, I always listening to the older people, and when she says something, it just really helped lift me and let me know that I can make it. I can make it farther than where I am. I also was listening to a mother that is 103 years old on yesterday. That mother talked just as strong and not a wavering in her voice. And I just thank God for that. And on yesterday when y'all was praying for the lady that was in ICU, I believe her had a stroke. Anyway, she was really, really sick and you was praying for her. I was hurting so bad myself until I didn't feel like even dialing the phone. But when the prayer was ended, the pain was gone. And I'm grateful to God this morning because I know what prayer can do. Because prayer has brought me through. And I thank God for the prayer line. And I tell anybody that you need to be in prayer somewhere, sometime during the day. God bless you, and God bless the prayer line, and God bless the Johnson family.
God bless you. Amen. Someone else.
This is Sister Lucille.
Bless you, Sister Lucille.
I just want to first give honor to God, my pastor, all the saints on the prayer line, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty. And I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I just want to thank the Lord for life. I thank the Lord for my blessing that I received on Sunday. I came home Sunday, and my children told me, they said, Mama, you was just running through the church, and I was just thanking the Lord. So I just thank the Lord for blessing me. I thank the Lord for all the saints. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I look forward to getting up every morning to get on this prayer line. I thank the Lord for the blog. I was on there last night and it zapped out, but I was still on there thanking the Lord. So I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me.
That's the way to do it. If you ever have a problem, always say, only God can solve them. So when you see trouble come your way, lift your hands high and say, hallelujah, 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 anyhow. Hallelujah. God will make a way. Yes, he will. Whenever you have a problem, Sister Lucia, praise God. And praise your
praise.
Amen. Mother Wilson just said you start praising God and thanking God and realize the pain was gone and don't know when it left. All right. Someone else has a praise report. Jump in. Anyone else has a praise report?
Mother Digby, Chicago, I thank and praise the Lord.
Oh, God bless you. Praise report, praise report. Let them keep coming. Anyone else? Praise God.
Good morning.
Good job.
Go ahead. Good morning, everybody. I think that was Mother trying to get in. Go ahead, Mother.
And I just thank God for everyone on you. And I just give God all the glory, all the praise. May God bless each and every one of you. This is Mother Britt.
God bless you, Mother Britt. Amen. It's always good to hear your voice. Give a shout out. Amen. God bless you, Sister Charlotte. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Wonderful to hear your voice. Good morning, everybody. I'm just thanking God this morning. Last Sunday, I don't know what happened with my ankle, but it's an old injury, and I was on crutches all last week. And I didn't even put it on the prayer list. I just started speaking to this ankle myself. In the name of Jesus, I did not have time for this. I was like, I didn't have any time for these shenanigans. This ankle was trying to pull, In the name of Jesus, I kept speaking healing, healing, healing. I went back to the doctor Thursday. They took the padding thing off and the brace thing off. I had on my shoe yesterday. God is just so cold. He just never, ever, ever, ever ceases to amaze me. I just thank God for Jesus. That's my praise for today. He just never ceases to amaze me. I love you, Jesus. I just love you so much.
Amen. Sometimes all we need to do, Sister Charlotte, get us some of that little muscle relaxer and put an ace bandage on it and then take it around, shout on it. And when you shout, it'll be gone. Praise God. Amen. The doctor,
I'm telling you.
So that's the easy way out. Amen. To do the home remedies and trust in God.
I had to go to the emergency Monday. My husband took me to make sure I didn't have a blood clot. But I was just like, this is ridiculous. I was like, Lord, you are a healer. Thank you, Jesus. That's my praise for y'all. That was a week ago. Love y'all.
Praise God. God bless you. Man, anyone else? We have time for a couple more. Praise God. Anyone else want praise support? Come on, praise him while you have a chance. Amen. Because I could do some praise report. I just thank God for being in me up last week, coming out on last Sunday. Oh, God bless. And we had 8 people that got saved. And we're thanking God because the children came forth. The children, I told them how to take their oil, bless it, water, put 3 drops in the water, take it down. And one of the children went to school and started a new school. And the kids started saying, girl, what is that? What are you doing? You crazy. That's all right. Dr. Pfeiffer said the devil would call me crazy. Praise God. But that young lady used that blessed oil, and now she's using it. The other students in the school are asking her, give me some of your oil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They saw that the situation she was having, she walked right out of that and saw some other things that were taking place for one of the children that got saved. And these were like 13, 14 years old. They are using that oil. Hallelujah. And they use the oil and went to the doctor for a report that one of the children had, the doctor had seen some in the chest. And when they went back to the doctor from using that oil, the doctor said, hold up. Here, I saw something else. Let me check again. Hallelujah. And the child let them know, let the doctor know they were using that blessed oil and the spots were gone. Hallelujah. And another child was silent. And when they used that oil, all the suicidal thoughts left their mind. God is working. God is doing great things. Hallelujah. He's doing mighty things. He's working through his supernatural power. I'm praising God for every blessing, every praise, every praise. And that's why I say, don't forget to pray. Don't leave the back door open for the enemy to come in. He's trying to come in and suck with you. Well, suffering with the Lord. Hallelujah. He has to be redeemed. Do we have another praise report?
Good morning. This is Lily Gurnett in Chicago. I thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer. I thank God for First Fruit Prayer Line. Thank God and Dr. Johnson. I just thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind. I thank God for our church mother. Today is her birthday. She's 93 years young, and her children celebrated her birthday on the past Sunday. And she was ill earlier last year, and latter part of last year, but the Lord just healed her body. She's clothed in her right mind, and she's looking really good. And I just think how the Lord, she was just talking about how the Lord has blessed her. She's still cooking, and she's still just doing things and running for the Lord. Praise, thank God, because to God be the glory of what he's doing for his saints today. Praise
God. All right. You know God can preserve life. And we want God to preserve our children in today's society because the enemy is trying to snuff them out every day, every night. He's finding some other reason.
They've had like 20 killings of death here in Kentucky. Just, and we're fighting it. It was prayer and fasting. And we just gone giving it over to him because nobody can make that change but God. And we just praising him for it and thank God for it.
Everybody put the phone on mute.
God bless you. One last praise report. Anyone has something they can't hold on to? Praise God. Well, we thank God for all the praise reports that have gone up before the throne of grace. Amen. We thank God for the young people that are getting saved, the young people that are looking to God from whence cometh their help. And we're praising God right now for every praise report, every person that gave a praise report and a shout out to the Lord. And don't forget youth night tonight, where the youth will be shouting it out. They're in revival. So join the prayer line tonight and join with the youth in their revival. Help them shout it out for the Lord. Help them glorify God in Jesus' name. At this time, we will turn it over to our chief ambassador.
All right, God bless you. I heard you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I'm going to ask everybody if you would put your phone on mute. Thank you so much. And I'm going to thank you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. You did a wonderful job. All right, I want to go immediately to the prayer request. We've got about 20 minutes to get some prayer requests and to have some prayer. I'm going to ask one of our ambassadors, if you will, amen. And thank God for these ambassadors. I want you to notice something. Since First Fruits has started this ambassadorship, just following the Lord, now watch how you start seeing it pop up everywhere. People going to start, you know, saying, I am an ambassador, 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 ambassador. What? Just watch. You know, you'll be able to see when you're changing the world if you just open your eyes. Amen. Watch and see. All right. One of my ambassadors, if you will, take it and get those prayer requests for us this morning. Amen. We'll do that. One of you. All right. Now. All right, if all of you all cannot, then we'll do it. We'll ask one more time, is there anybody who would like to get those prayer requests for us this morning? All right, some of y'all.
Johnson, Mother Wilson.
Go ahead, Mother Wilson.
And I will try to do that for you this morning.
All right, thank you so much. I know some of y'all can listen to my voice and tell that I need to rest. Amen. I appreciate it, Mother Wilson. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I thank God this morning for being alive and him waking me up. And my prayer request this morning is that I want the Lord to use me as never before. And I also have requests for others that Rosemary Stokes, she's been suffering pretty bad. She's getting so she can't holler, eat anything, it comes back. And we're asking God to give her strength. And also I have a nephew. I can't think of his name right now because he's not close, but his mother's name is Dolores. He's in prison and for something that he didn't do, but they are accusing him, and they're giving him a choice to tell who did this or either go to jail for 30 years. And we know that God is able to bring him out, and we're just requesting prayer for him and his grandmother also. At this time, we thank God for the prayer requests, and we want you to come on, give your prayer requests this morning, because God hears our prayers. Who will be the first one?
This is praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Just asking y'all to keep Pastor Gina and the church in prayer, and Pastor Tony and her congregation, and me and my family in prayer.
This is the season. I'm just prepared for myself, but personally, my right leg and knees are swollen. Between my thigh and my knees are swollen. The Christian prayer, please.
God bless you. decent. It will be the next one.
This
is Evangelist Palmer, unspoken request,
and
praise
for unspoken request,
and
pray for
Mother
Johnson and the Johnson family. God bless you.
God bless you.
Next one. This is Evangelist Palmer, and my phone was acting up just a little while ago. I couldn't get through when the praise report time was, but I want to give a praise report concerning the Dr. Johnson, which has taught us to say thank you, Jesus, over and over and over. And I want to just give a praise report how to thanking the Lord is blessed when it comes to the spiritual understanding, that it just cleanses the atmosphere. And it said in the word, one put a thousand, it's like 2 10,000. But the praising the Lord, saying thank you, Jesus, it put over a million forces of darkness to flight. And I thank and praise God for the Dr. Johnson teaching us to say thank you, Jesus, over and over and over and over, and let it be like a similar to an antibiotic. If you don't feel it working in us, just continue with it daily, because it's working in us and it's working in the things around us. And I also would like to get a prayer request in for two young ladies in their 20s, and the one has just had the baby that's now 4 months old, and the mother received a call at work, and she had to rush from work because the young lady is trying to commit suicide. She's having trouble in her marriage, and it's something about her spouse had hit her. She found out he was playing around on her, and then the police, some weeks later, they got into a confrontation and he hit her, and now she's trying to take her life. And he wanted her to have problems mentally so he could take both of the children. But I'm asking God to just put the enemy of flight in that situation, and that this young lady would be cured in the mind, because she's a mother, therefore God, just gone astray. Be cured in the mind, and she'll be a mother to both of those children.
Yes. God bless you. We'll be praying for you. God bless you. We'll be the next one.
Good morning. Sister Jerry, I've asked in prayer for Apostle Ernest Taylor, who lost his sister this week, and the whole family. We asked in prayer